Talking earlier about the overcrowding in prisons here, remember Thornton Hall, the 150 acres of state-owned land in North County Dublin, which was meant to be the site for a new so-called super prison. Well, those plans were cancelled 5 years ago and the site has lain idle since. Last month, a ministerial order was made to begin building an accommodation centre for international protection applicants. But some people who live in the area accuse the Department of Integration of a lack of consultation, something it denies. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari, reports.
The Department of Integration says Thornton Hall will accommodate 40 international protection applicants by the end of September. That figure will rise to 440 during October and November and to just under 1,000 by January 2025. That will make it the largest international protection site in the state. Some in the small townland nearby have concerns, but they say they have difficulty voicing them because of interference from anti-immigration groups. This local resident, who didn't want to be publicly identified, explains.
The concerns of the community are that there's 1,000 plus applicants being proposed to be on this site. It is a greenfield site. There is no amenities in the local area. There is no local transport. There's no local healthcare. The area itself is not serviced enough to accommodate the locals as it is. You could stand on the road and see four or five buses pass before you'd be able to, you know, get a bus into town. And these are the concerns we've been bringing to the department. And they're the ones that are not being responded to, or, you know, we don't feel that we're being heard.
In Ashburn in County Meath, 5 kilometres from the site, locals too want more information. Alan Tobin is a Fine Gael councillor for the area.
That site was deemed unsuitable by Fingal County Council in their county development plan as a site for housing, but it's suitable for tented accommodation. We haven't been told about recreational facilities for the men that are going to be there, educational facilities that are going to be there for the men. So what are they going to do all day? We have had no opportunity to talk, no public forum to talk, and therefore social media has driven this whole agenda. We have had the Department of Integration hasn't come back on any of the queries that we've had. So anything that's been fueled on social media has now almost become believable because we're not able to counteract it, and it must be counteracted.
The local community partnership for Fingal, which promotes integration, says listening to the community concerns will be key to the success of this centre. Adeline O'Brien is the CEO of Empower.
The people who live close to and around that site have identified and clearly articulated what their worries and concerns are. And I think what needs to happen is meaningful engagement with the local community, because the people who live around this area have worked really hard over a number of years to build and sustain a vibrant community, to raise their families, to live, to work, to go about their lives. Their lived experience on a day-to-day basis will change once these developments unfold. So we have to make sure that local people living in their own area, that their lived experience is part of this process of developing a sustainable solution, because otherwise it's not going to work for anybody.
The Minister for Integration says there's been extensive community engagement about the Thornton Hall site, which Roderick O'Gorman also says is part of the government's new approach to providing accommodation.
So the site has been chosen because it's state land. It has been owned by the Department of Justice for decades now and hasn't been put to good use. And a core part of the new accommodation strategy is we need to move away from relying on private commercial providers and actually use state land to allow us more quickly, more effectively and on a more cost-effective basis bring accommodation online.
Further community engagement has been promised before the site begins operating later this month.
There's been one direct meeting with the community. There's been extensive meetings with TDs and councillors representing the entire area, and we've been very clear further meetings can and will take place. We know that there has been a small group, not actually from the area, who have been undertaking very violent actions, doing damage to the site, actually undertaking animal cruelty on the site, and intimidating workers. And what we've found is that's actually creating a chilling effect in terms of the local community and their willingness to engage, their willingness to ask very fair questions about issues to do with resources. But our community engagement team will continue to engage with local representatives, but also directly with the community.
That's Roderick O'Gorman, Minister for Integration and Green Party leader, ending that report from Samantha Librari.